Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Care to Read Room. I'm so glad that you decided to come to school today and come into our house as we talk about Nature's Remedies. That's right, we are featuring another segment. This is our first month segment on Nature's Remedies, ladies and gentlemen. And if you have been following us, you ought to follow the leader. Join us and follow us. You can follow me on Twitter. You can also follow me on Facebook. If you haven't noticed, I've put up some new things on Facebook pertaining to ELL for teachers to read. And also you'll notice a new poster there that is posting one of our CD album covers that we produced out of Germany. So feature some of those things out there. Take a look at them and follow us because we've taken you somewhere. That's right. Once again, we like to say that I am your empress. I am your advisor. I am the one you need, and I'm here to serve you. And I'd like to thank you for joining me today. My name is Priestess Omiyika Sanu, and we'd like to welcome the newcomers, and we'd like to say what's up to those oldcomers. We welcome you to the Mayan belief system this evening and to think about what is going to happen when December 21st comes around, the year of the transitioning 2012. We're going to talk a little bit about what the Mayan calendar is talking about. We're going to also incorporate a little IFA information in there. We try to do the best we can to incorporate and infuse information about Yoruba lifestyle. We are Yoruba in this room, and we are non-apologetic. We make no apologies for who we are. We are African first, and that is the question here today. To be or not to be African, and I choose to be African today. I say be yourself. And when you're being yourself, you can be culturally, politically correct. Now, speaking of politically, I hope you're doing your due diligence and getting ready to prepare for your vote. I can't tell you who to vote for. I can only encourage you to get in position, to get the proper documentation in line so you can vote. Some of us are voting absentee ballot. And when we do that, we do ourselves a favor to make sure in the event that we're not in the area and can't get back to our precinct, we get that due diligence done. Now, I want to also urge you to understand that it is your inalienable right to vote. And don't say that my vote won't count. There were people that died, people that laid their lives down so that other people could have the right to march in and vote. So please, November is already here, folks. It's rolling around this week, and we know that we have to get registered and get our documentation in order so we can be able to do our reasonable service, and that is to vote. Thank you so much for that little broadcast. And on that note, I'm going to take a few minutes to stop and to go into working with getting some work done in our house in this place and paying some bills. We got to clean up a little bit and pay some bills. So just hold on tight and don't touch that dial. Lock that dial in, little G. Keep it right there. Keep it right there. I'm going to bring you the drums and some drums and put me out. Stay tuned and be ready to talk about the Mayan calendar. What school of thought does it bring to us? I'll be right back at you. African family, and how are the children? I hope they're fair to Midland, because we do, as Africans, put our children at the center of all beings, and we have to understand that it is our children who we must put the future in the hands of. So we've been talking about how do we prepare our children and get them ready for the new millennium, because we are going to make that transition, people. Like it or not, we're going to make that transition. I say you get them in this room and you allow them to hear some truth, because we're going to be talking about truth, about the Mayan calendar, and also to explore, could the Mayan concept really be the African concept? And are they one and the same? And if so, let's talk about our heritage, because truly the Mayan heritage is the African's heritage. They found all types of artifacts in the Mexican area, and those artifacts and pyramids were identical to the ones over in Egypt. We're going to talk about that in a minute, but I will implore you to go over to the throne of grace with me as we pay homage to our ancestors. We would be a damn fool if we didn't acknowledge our ancestors and the fact that we're standing on their backs. You are not capable, and I am not capable within ourselves, of doing anything in and of the ancestors' support. So we're going to ask for their support today, and we're going to call them presence in this room. As we begin to acknowledge that it is honorable for us to look at libation, because Oye, the wind, I'm sure you know Oye now, and you know that this so-called storm, Sandy, is heading up the east and the Middle East and coming up the rear. But I want to say that Oye, Obatala, Shango, Alegba, they're holding down the Midwest, and they're holding down the South. They are keeping the storm away. And we pour libation to do what is right, making sure that we ask the ancestors to intercede and to hold the wind, Oye, back, and to hold that funnel back of any storms that may come here. We suppress those storms, and we send those storms as far as the east is from the west, so they have no potential of destroying and upsetting our genres and our households and our future. We call Sandy storm and send her as far to the north as the east is from the west, and tell Sandy storm, you have no place in this society. We pour libations today to my mother's spirit, and we say, Yamin Jah, hold back, Oye, Ashe. Then we say, Obatala, stand strong as a watchman stand on the wall as you hold back, Oye, as far as the east from the west, and we pour libation. I pour libations to Oromala. Oromala is our father. Oromala is our king. We pour libations to Oromala. We also pour libation to our mother spirit. If your mother spirit, call out the name of your mother spirit. I call out Clara Jenkins. And my father spirit, I call out Robert Jenkins. I say, Ashe, Ashe. So it be, so let it be done. As the wind comes, we know it has no place here in this earth. We've already settled the wind. We've already settled it. And what has been settled in heaven has been settled here on earth. When we've bound in heaven, we've bound here on earth. It is no place for a storm to come and try to disrupt the lifestyle of the living. And it is up to the living to stay in touch with the dead so that the dead can intercede on our behalf. Can the dead do anything for you? Yes, they can. They are nothing but energy. Energy cannot be destroyed, nor can it be recreated. It can only be dissipated. So therefore, we're calling on the energies of our ancestors to be, to come and disrupt the storm that might beset itself here in the Midwest and in the North. We send it back to from which it came. And we call on the forces to be of our heroes and sheroes and say, Madam J. Walker, walk that walk one more time for me. Come on down and walk that walk. We call on Sweet Coretta to walk her walk and come on down. And Dr. Martin Luther King, check out this. We call on you as we call on the forces today. We acknowledge them. We ask that we humble ourselves before the Most High as we get in touch with our higher selves and we make things right with our higher selves, our Ori, who is our personal God, who resides on our head. We ask the forces to be to allow everyone who is ignorant of the fact that they have a personal God, to come into enlightenment today, to come into acknowledgement and understand that it is themselves that they are praying to when they pray the prayer to acknowledge Ori being on their head. We acknowledge that God is potent and radical, and we have no way of getting to the God who created this earth, and we couldn't see him if we wanted to, because we have been denied the option of going before boldly to the throne to get to the ratified God. That is why he's given us our personal God, which we take much pride in acknowledging Ori. If we are to have good success, then we acknowledge Ori. If we are to prosper, then we acknowledge Ori. Ori is who we acknowledge. Now we ask you, Lord, to give us good character and good conduct. And may we humble ourselves and not be stiff-necked people as we embark upon a new millennium coming into the year of 2012, December 21st. We know that our brains must be balanced so that we can forestand the pressures that we are going to go through in making the transition to go into a new world order. The Mayan calendar tells us it's a new world, and we ought to believe our researchers, because the Mayan is nothing but an African philosophy. And when you get to understand that, you will know your forefathers have already prepared you for this. And in your loins, it will tell you that in your cosmic record, you've already known for a long time that the transition was coming. So you ought to get in position. And we say thank you and acknowledge the Most High and give you all praises. All praises goes to the Most High, Oladulamare. And we say thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for going with us on that spiritual journey. And it's important that you should take time to acknowledge your ancestors. Now, our topic today in talking about the Mayan calendar, I want to greet you or give you a little summary of divination system. And you believe in a divination system. It is our philosophy, not only the Yoruba, but the Icon, the Voodoo people. They're all one and the same. But because of the geographical areas, they've been given different names. However, they still have a spiritual base that is one and the same. All spirits acknowledge one another. There is no difference in the spirit. You ought to understand that Christianity was given to us, ladies and gentlemen, and Christianity is a newcomer on the scene. It is a baby compared to the African religion. I know they don't acknowledge the African religions, and they have demonized them, but that doesn't mean you African Americans have to demonize your own stuff. Take it back. Take it back, and take it back with the understanding that you're going to explore it, and you're going to find out all the truths, and you're going to debunk all of the heresies, and anyone that has tried to demonize it, you will throw that yoke off your back, because you're going to need your own African theologian spirituality. You're going to need it, because it's going to be what's going to help you transition through the end times. Some of us will perish. All of us won't make it into that new transitional lifestyle, because we won't be ready to make that change. Now, Michael Jackson has told you to make that change. I'm telling you to do the same thing. Make that change. Transition over into being African, because that's the question here today, to be or not to be African. Now, we're talking about a rich, a royal priesthood, a culture that was so rich that it reigned for 40 million years, and it was in existence when you talk about the ancient ruins of Africa. And when you look into Africa, please remember that Egypt still belongs in Africa. And please remember that to know thyself is still written on the walls in Africa, and that is our first premonition, to know thyself. And as we look at that, we know that the Mayan tradition and lifestyle is a mimicking image of the African's lifestyle and what went on in the African race. And they might as well be telling the story of the Africans. So I'm going to tell you a little brief story about the divination. And according to the Yoruba belief system, this is Ifa belief system. It's not everyone's belief system, but it's according to Yoruba. In other words, known as Oduduwa and Oladulamare, all of these particular characters lived and existed in harmony together. So as we know that there were like 401 divinities, 401, who came from the heavens, ladies and gentlemen. They came from the heavens down here to this earth with Odulamare. And that's in the Yoruba high God. And he charged them. He charged these divinities. Three of them he charged, I know for a fact. And the one that he charged with coming down here to do something, he gave them jobs to do. For example, Obatala was charged in sculpturing man into a human being to take the clay and to sculpture him, okay? For example, Igun was also charged with relating to war. He was charged with the hunting and using iron to make various different things and to implement them into all types of weapons because he was a god of war, okay? Now, if we think about the other charges, there were charges made up on the various different Odudua as well as Obatala. And as we look at Igun, Igun is one of our ancestors, ladies and gentlemen, the Igungun. So we have to understand that Oludulamare was the highest god who made these charges upon these divinities. And as the Obatala molded man into clay, here's the real story. Were you created by God or did Obatala sculpture you? In the African belief system, you were not created by God. Obatala sculpted your flesh and your mortal body, but God gave you his essence. That is why you can say you are likened to God because you have the essence of God. He gave you the breath of life, but Obatala shaped and molded you. Now, who is Obatala? He is a high king. He is the high king. He is the high king. And as we look at Igun, why did he have the mission of bringing forth war? Because God knew he was going to have to create the iron and make the weapons to prepare for the war. Whenever you have a philosophy, you must build an army to defend that philosophy. Otherwise, your philosophy can come to ruins when men come at night with guns to take over your camp. You must be standing strong as a watchman on the wall to defend your philosophy with your army. So God knew he had to have that in place. Now, as we look at the story of Obatala, Obatala wanted to know about men. And even though he wasn't told to immediately sculpture men, he became locked in the room where God was creating human beings, and Obatala wanted to see what God was doing as he created human beings. So God tasked him with the job of sculpturing man as he gave the breath of life to them. Now, how does this relate to the Mayan story? If some of you don't know about the Mayan story, you ought to go out and get a book and read about it, or go on the internet, better yet. The Mayan story talks about a group of people who led a civilization for many years that ran perfectly and that functioned in great duality and harmony. So how did the Mayans get lost? What happened to them? What happened? That's the $1,000 question. They vanish, and no one knows exactly what happened to the Mayan people, but they know they had a perfect civilization where they reigned and they functioned in great harmony. And most of their teachings came from Africa. And I don't care what you say, the civilization and all civilization came out of Africa. And with it coming out of Africa, every civilization have a bit of Africa's philosophy in their teaching. Was it first, you ask, Omi? Yes, it was first. Because the first civilized man that was created from the African race, and that African race is the oldest race known to man, and it can be documented. Don't take me up on it. You don't even have to follow what I'm saying. Go research and go behind my words. The books and dictionaries and the research books are out there that are written that will back me up on what I'm saying. Now, Once again, the Mayan calendar. Where did it come from? The Mayans created a calendar, and they lived by this calendar day to day. They didn't deviate from it. They grew their crops by this calendar. They functioned, and they were blood letters. Don't let me forget to tell you that. Meaning that they made sacrifice to God. Why were they doing this? Because they felt that if they were honorable to make a sacrifice to God, that God would make a sacrifice to them. Here's a parallel in the sacrifice. You ever believe that it's necessary every day that you are to make a sacrifice for your higher self and for the Creator? It is honorable to make sacrifice. And this is the same thing that the Mayans believe. Of course, they were bloodletting themselves and a whole lot of other things that they thought would be comparable to making offerings to God. At the same time, their villages were perfectly formed and functioning, higher level functioning. So they wrote a calendar, and they lived by this calendar, and people are still existing by this calendar today. And as December 21st rolls up, that date is the date that all transition of the world as we know it supposed to transition into the new millennium, the new world order. Now, I don't know a lot to tell you about what is going to happen. I can only speculate. I do know the planets are lining up. And when the planets are lining up, we're looking at frequency and vibrations changing. That's why we are getting the change of weather in the earth today, because vibrational frequencies are changing, and because we are also looking at Mother Earth making a change in the transition. Frequency levels can be measured, and they can be calibrated, but it's very important for us to know these things. We ought to look at that Mayan calendar, and we ought to follow it. One of the things they recommend is that people begin to look at their disposition and to make their peace with their higher self and to get into right standing with God, so that now they're making a change to become a better person. You're going to see a whole lot of people on this earth start to look inwardly to make changes in their internal self and making adjustment into self-help. It's going to be a big prominent market in the near future to come. Now, what do Africans do that the Mayan people did? They divine. They look into cosmic records and look into the records to see what it is that they can forecast. Now, one of the things that we're going to be talking a little bit about in this room is divinations. I didn't want to break it to you so soon because it is a higher level teaching. You must have a foundation for understanding divination and understanding odus. Odus are actually poetry and folklores that have been written that will give you riddles to the answer to clues and stories that you might have questions to in your life. And how do you know which one falls on a certain odu that would be appropriate for you? Because the energy and the ethers in the very air sets those divinations to fall in the number that they're called based on your circumstance and your set of situation. Priests and high priestesses are able to read these divinations and give you the odu for what you are asking the question for. But you have to be very careful in getting odus, because there is a commitment that you must pay, a sacrifice, and that is that you must pay an obi. You must follow up with everything the priest tells you so that you make sure that you pay a homage, pay a price back for someone giving you peace in your mind and relieving you from the stress you might have had. So there is OB that has to be thrown, and at the same time, you must make alliance and a sacrifice for receiving a divination. So this is nothing to play with, but it is some higher level thinking, and when you go into the priest, make sure you understand that this priest is well trained that you go to, and not just any person to do divinations for you. So in the future, we'll be reading divinations. What do they mean? What are the odus? And what is the odu for this year? Now, there are odus that have been written for the whole year, which is basically a reading for the nation, and a reading for the nation that comes when, at the beginning of some ceremony, the reading is given for the whole nation, so that the nation will know exactly how to proceed and how to function that year to stay in right standing with God. So why do we need divination? We all want to know what the future is like. We all want to know our beginning from our end. And just as I told you, we need a destiny reading for our children so we know why our children came here and what their purpose is. But we can't cover all that today. But we will say this much. The Mayan calendar is going to be talked about quite frequently this year. So you might get in position to get your literature and start reading upon the Mayan calendar. And I'll be giving you 10 tidbits throughout the year about the Mayan calendar. But put it on your calendar. December the 21st is the day that they are looking at for the new beginning of the new world order, where the transition of this old world will go out and a new world will come in. I wonder if you'll be ready for that new world when it comes out. I know sometimes we worry about our children and where they will be and what's going to happen, but you don't have to worry when you have Ephah, because Ephah will mend our broken. Ephah will
the moment
our
I wait.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and I'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, and know you're here. Join us for our gift.
Is there really a way to keep faith in our hearts when it seems that our lives are falling apart? Dreams from the night.
Ladies and gentlemen, it goes on forever and ever. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, as I told you the divination story of the divinity, there was one other one that you need to know, and that was Ishu, who was a universal policeman, ladies and gentlemen. He was a keeper of the law, divine power law. And he, along with Oladulamare, who was the father of all of these people, had charged Obatala to also mount clay and to mold you and I into sculpture and being. And don't forget Egun, who was the keeper of war, who was charged with working with the iron. These were the three divinities that were working here on this earth: Egun, Obatala, and Ishu. That's who God had charged to come here to this earth to do a work. And they still are working, and they're still about their father's business. But Remember that Obatala molded us and shaped us, but God gave us his essence and his spirit. So we'll see you tomorrow. We have guests coming in tomorrow, 10:30. Please join us tomorrow for our guests. We'll be talking about the disabled being able to use their gifts in spite of their disability. We'll be talking about poetry tomorrow. So bring your poetry and be ready to challenge us with your poetry. We invite you in to speak with our guests. So stay tuned, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, 10:30 p.m. So let's go out of here with a bang, with the drums taking us out of here this evening. And I will see you. You stay tuned and make sure you are reading your Mayan calendar and put those dates on there, December the 21st, 2021. Thank you. See you tomorrow. Tomorrow to join us in greeting our guests tomorrow. Stay tuned. We'll be with you tomorrow and bring your poetry in so we can get it together. Up you, mighty race. You can accomplish what you will.
The job is hard, but can be done.
We'll see you tomorrow, family. Same time, same place. And join our guests tomorrow at 10:30 p.m. We'll see you there. O double.